local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And welcome into a Monday, 6:07, FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way. First, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, so far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. No delays as you're traveling across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fork. It's a good ride so far all the way along I-10, eastbound and westbound lanes towards Loxley as well. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at 888-BE-TOWED and at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, look for a few showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with high temperatures around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
608 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad to have you here. A lot of rumbling going on the real geological side. Another earthquake registered, this one near Bruton. We'll talk more about this coming up. And also, it was no collusion, said the Mueller report, according to Attorney General William Barr's letter. Just announced there was no collusion with Russia. The most ridiculous thing I've heard, said President Trump. We'll get you more on this coming up in just a second. Right now, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We are crunching numbers this morning as the state celebrates the economy, thanks to new numbers being released touting a new record low jobless rate. State's Department of Labor announced that the preliminary February unemployment rate was 3.7%, down from 3.8% 1 month ago. This is the ninth straight month of record employment numbers. So last month, Alabama had more than 2.1 million people employed. That's an improvement of more than 27,000 over last year. 66 of 67 counties experienced drops in their unemployment rate this month, and no counties were over 10% unemployment, which is a very important benchmark for the Labor Department. Wage and salary employment, that increased in February by more than 15,000, with monthly gains in the professional and business services sector, plus 5,400, the government sector, plus 4,000, and the education and health services sector, plus 3,200. A deadly start to the weekend in Pritchard as a 33-year-old man was found shot to death Friday morning. The victim has been identified as Laquan J. Packer, according to Pritchard police. He was shot multiple times on Doris Faye Williams Street, very close to the new Bessemer housing project here in Mobile. A person of interest is being held and questioned by authorities. That person's name, though, has not yet been released at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
I'm Jessica Taloni for WKRG News 5.
Police are investigating a shooting last night on South Ann Street in Mobile. Mobile police confirm a 28-year-old man was shot in his chest and rushed to University Hospital. Police are still looking for the gunman. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office will hold a press conference this morning at 10:30. We expect deputies to talk about two large drug busts over the weekend. The arrests come on the heels of a bust on Thursday involving two people accused of targeting kids with their drugs. In Thursday's bust, deputies seized marijuana-laced gummies, brownies, and butter. The Highway Patrol is investigating a crash in Pensacola that seriously injured a 10-year-old boy. Investigators say the child was playing on the side of the road on Massachusetts Avenue when he fell into the path of a car. The driver tried to avoid the child by slamming on his brakes. The child was rushed to Sacred Heart Hospital. And bikers revved up their engines over the weekend to help troubled youth. Saturday's restoration ride, which started at the battleship, raised nearly $30,000 for Youth Reach, an organization that helps young men ages 18 to 22. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Auburn still fighting in the NCAA tournament. The women's South Alabama team actually pulls off a first-round upset, and the great Gronk retires from New England.
Yeah.
It's 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Auburn Tigers are in the Sweet 16 for the fifth time in school history. The Tigers will face number one seed North Carolina on Friday night at 6:30 in St. Louis after beating number four seed Kansas 89-75 on Saturday.
Our Auburn basketball team is a better team than the Kansas team. I think Bill will say that. And so in some ways, you know, it really wasn't an upset. I thought the better team won tonight.
That's head coach Bruce Pearl after the win on Saturday. Auburn, the hottest team in the tournament right now, having won their last 10 games. They're one of four SEC teams that remain in the final 16 teams. LSU beat Maryland 69-67 on a last-second layup from Tremont Waters.
Waters makes his move. 3 seconds. Waters to the rim. Layup. Good! 1.6. Maryland has no timeouts. Ayala, three-quarter court. It's over. March equals madness.
Kentucky beat Wofford 62-56, and Tennessee survived a 25-point rally to defeat Iowa in overtime, 83-77. The Sweet 16 is top-heavy this year, with all four number one seeds still playing, all four number two seeds, all four number three seeds, two four seeds. Auburn is a number five seed, and if you're pulling for a Cinderella this year, well, number 12 seed Oregon is about all you have for your championship hopes. The team's number one bracket's number one overall team, Duke, nearly were sent home after round two. They survived an upset attempt by number nine seed Central Florida.
Taylor driving in, banks it up, no,
Next up for the SEC, two-seed Tennessee plays number three-seed Purdue at 6:30 on Thursday. Three-seed LSU plays two-seed Michigan State at 6:10 on Friday. Auburn plays UNC at 6:30 on Friday. And number two-seed Kentucky plays three-seed Houston at 9 p.m. on Friday. The winner of Auburn-UNC will take on the winner of Kentucky-Houston on Sunday in the Elite Eight. The University of South Alabama Jaguars women's basketball team rallied from 9 points down to beat Lamar 73-71 in the first round of the women's NIT tournament on Friday. It was the first home loss for Lamar in their last 43 games, and South set the program record for wins in one season with 25. And oh, by the way, according to head coach Terry Fowler's Twitter feed, he became a grandfather the very next morning.
All right.
Not a bad 24 hours. Unfortunately, the road ended in round two for the Jags. They were beaten by Wyoming 78-71 yesterday. In NFL news, New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski announced his retirement from the NFL. That was yesterday in a post on Instagram. Gronkowski, who is considered the best receiving and maybe the best blocking tight end in this generation of NFL players, is calling it quits after 9 seasons and 3 Super Bowl victories. He thanked team owner Robert Kraft and head coach Bill Belichick in his retirement post. Gronkowski's 79 touchdown receptions since he was drafted in 2010 led the NFL, and he had 10 or more touchdown receptions in 5 seasons, which is the most by a tight end in NFL history. And, of course, he made headlines outside of Gillette Stadium for the Tide Pod endorsement, also being a lovable partier, and he did a lot of great charity work around the USA.
So, I mean, 9 years, I guess, I mean, for a lot of people, 9 years might be a long time if you're a running back or something in the NFL, but is he going somewhere else, or is this really it?
He might be headed somewhere else, as in the WWE, to do some wrestling, some showboating out there. But, yeah, he's had a pretty storied injury history, mm-hmm. been beat up a lot over his 9 seasons, a tough 9 seasons, and not many people knew that he would play last year also. So it was kind of expected for him to call it quits, and he would not play for anyone outside of New England. But okay. That always changes for some people.
His money sometimes changes.
Sometimes that. It does. He says he's never spent any of his career earnings. He's lived off of endorsement money. So he's got $60 million to spend the rest of his life with. On the PGA Tour, Paul Casey won the Valspar Championship for the 2nd year in a row. Casey finished 8 under par, enough to win by 1 stroke over Jason Kokrak and Louis Oosthuizen. Pensacola's own Bubba Watson finished tied for 3rd at 5 under par. In NASCAR, Brad Keselowski led 446 of the 500 laps at Martinsville Speedway on Sunday to win the STP 500. He finished a half second ahead of 2nd place Chase Elliott. Kyle Busch finished 3rd, Ryan Blaney 4th, and Denny Hamlin 5th. Victory was Keselowski's 2nd of the season, his 2nd at Martinsville, and the 29th of his career. 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dahl Norwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, a reminder, too, then it's going to be starting at 6, you said, right? Starting
at 6:30 tip-off, so it's 6 o'clock pregame. That's right.
So Friday at 6, Auburn. All right, 6:18. We'll be right back.
If you own property that looks like a jungle, or own a waterfront home or lot and you can't even see the water, then you need to call Mako Forestry Services. Clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years, significantly improving the enjoyment, the use, and value of your property. Mako has all the equipment to get the job done, on budget and on schedule. Call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, look for a few showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with high temperatures around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
What is us?
Us is a foundation.
Us is the future.
Us is a bond.
But right now, that bond is fraying.
And we need a place that can make it whole.
From diabetes prevention to safety around water.
The Y fills the gaps.
And bridges our divides.
But they can't do it without us.
Donate today.
Because where there's a Y, there's an us.
Read by members of the Y.
The Y, for a better us.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. It's been a great start so far this morning. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. No delays coming across the Bayway. Coming down also from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard. No problem. Good ride in so far this Monday morning. From this day forward, imagine affordable elegance with Four Diamond Luxury. Let the Battle House Hotel turn your dream wedding into a reality. Their team of certified wedding planners can organize every detail of your special day. Call 338-5441 for more ideas on your perfect wedding day from the Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
622 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An attempt to smuggle drugs into a women's prison ends in a car crash, multiple arrests, and one person dead. The Alabama Department of Corrections confirms that last week, very close to the Tutwiler Prison for Women in Wetumpka, that's where 31-year-old Rufus Brown and 21-year-old Janisha Jordan, both of Montgomery, faced charges of attempt to commit a controlled substance, possession of marijuana, first degree, and endangering the welfare of a child. ADOC agents say that they saw a vehicle parked on department property, and as agents approached that vehicle, well, it sped off, leading them on a pursuit. The vehicle eventually crashed into a nearby river. Brown, Jordan, and a 2-year-old child were all recovered. A third adult's body was later pulled from that water. At this hour, additional charges are pending for both Brown and Jordan. This morning, we now know the name of the man killed in an ATV accident. It happened in Baldwin County. The 59-year-old Daphne man died as a result of that crash inside his ATV. According to Alabama State Troopers, Thursday, they responded to a single vehicle crash, and that is where Gregory Renard Ballard was found. He'd been driving his ATV on Austin Road. He went off the roadway, and that vehicle flipped. He was transported to University Hospital in Mobile. That is where he passed away as a result of his injuries. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 623 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Monday morning. Also, programming note, we're talking about Auburn Hoops, of course. Friday night with our coverage starts at 6 here at FM Talk 106.5. And tonight on Sports Night, you and Corey have...
Yeah, we're going to talk with the color commentator for Auburn Radio, Sonny Smith. Of course, he's the former Auburn basketball coach, the only other coach than Bruce Pearl to win an SEC tournament championship. That's tonight at 7:30.
Cool. We'll tune in for that. And also, one of our headlines this morning with more detail on that. Katarina Lukatic from News 5 joins us to talk about a 28-year-old man shot in the chest on South Ann Street. Katarina, thanks for your time.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
Morning. It's another violent weekend. I mean, this has been like three weekends in a row.
Yeah, there has been a lot of shootings. There were five or six last weekend. There were, I think, five starting on Friday night this weekend. Mm-hmm. So another violent weekend here in Mobile.
Give us details on this Ann Street shooting.
Yeah, so we don't know a whole lot about the Ann Street shooting, but the person who was shot, their injuries are pretty serious. They're at University Hospital. Police are describing their injuries as life-threatening, so definitely a scary situation there. The shooting happening sometime around 8 o'clock on South Ann Street last night. Mobile police don't have anyone in custody at this time, so they're still looking for whoever is responsible for this shooting.
Is there anything more from MPD? Is there going to be any press conference on the? I mean, it seems like two weekends in a row with this kind of violence that we'd hear something from the police department.
Yeah, no, nothing that has been planned yet. I mean, after last weekend's string of shootings, we had that press conference on Monday about mm-hmm. the push with new legislation to change the Constitution to say that people aren't getting out on bond. We know a lot of people who are committing these shootings are people who are out on bond for other crimes. So that was kind of the response after last weekend's string of shootings. But again, after this weekend, there's been a whole nother string of them.
Unbelievable. Thank you for the update, and we'll check back with you soon.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Hey, thank you. Katarina Lukatic from News 5 checking in. I mean, this is back-to-back weekends. And this started, like Kelly's headline from earlier, started Friday with a man found shot in Pritchard. And here we go through Saturday into early in the hours on Sunday morning. So it's another weekend, another round of this, and more talk about it coming up. I know that, as Katarina referenced, when we talked about it last week, this push, Representative Chip Brown and also Representative Barbara Drummond, Norman pushing this bipartisan push it was Chip Brown's bill on this one. It was the bipartisan push on the vape bill. This one, Representative Chip Brown's bill, District 105, to move to where judges would have the option of not offering bond for non-capital offenses. And the situation as it stands now that they, you know, if it's not a capital offense, even if it's a robbery or a rape or something like that, these people can be bonded out. And there's part of me that says, of course, you're innocent until proven guilty. But how many times do we see mugshots go up when they're looking for a suspect in a case and you see mugshot after mugshot after mugshot after mugshot of the person they're now looking for again? How many cases have we had just in the last 2 years where somebody is out on bond for one violent crime and they are accused of committing another violent crime while they're out on bond on the first? And this is a big push. You heard the press conference last week. Of course, you had support behind this bill, not just from Representative Chip Brown, but you had Sheriff Sam Cochran, Police Chief Batiste, District Attorney Rich behind this. You had Public Safety Director James Barber behind this to try to keep the what they call revolving door from keeping spinning on criminals like this. Scary stuff, and we'll keep our eyes on this news throughout the morning, give you updates right here on Mobile Mornings. All right, also on the way, we will talk a little more about the shaking that went on. Now, this is a small earthquake, 2.5 magnitude, but the clustering effect, here it is, 5 over the last 3 weeks in our area. More on that coming up.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Another earthquake recorded on the Gulf Coast. The latest earthquake was reported Sunday morning in Brewton. It was registered at a 2.5 magnitude. It's the fifth small tremor reported in the News 5 viewing area in just a few weeks. We can learn new details today about a murder in Satsuma that happened last month. Michael Fletcher is scheduled to be in court for a preliminary hearing later this morning. He is charged in the shooting death of David Beckshank February 21st. Authorities have said there is surveillance video that shows the shooting. The Navy's high-flying precision team, the Blue Angels, return home from winter training today. The Blues will fly over Palafox Street, Pensacola Beach, and Perdido Key. They're expected to arrive between 2:30 and 3 this afternoon. Bikers revved up their engines over the weekend to help troubled youth. Saturday's Restoration Ride, which started at the Battleship, raised nearly $30,000 for Youth Reach, an organization that helps young men ages 18 to 22 get back on the right track. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
If you own or run a shop or manufacturing operation, you need air. Yes, compressed air to run tools, cylinders, lifts, and sprayers. The list goes on. This equipment is the lifeblood of your business and will not run properly or last without quality compressed air. Are you getting water out of your compressed air lines? Let Mobile Mechanical Service help you eliminate moisture and extend the life of your production equipment. Call Mobile Mechanical Service at 653-6948 or visit mobilemechanical.com.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home, so protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
To no one's surprise, special counsel Robert Mueller's report will not end congressional investigations. Mueller says he did not find evidence that President Trump's campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia. Correspondent Sarah Murray says Mueller also reached no conclusion as to whether Mr. Trump obstructed justice.
But on obstruction of justice, the attorney general, quoting Mueller's report, saying it does not conclude the president committed a crime. It also does not exonerate him. Mueller ultimately leaving the question of obstruction unanswered.
A rocket has been fired from Gaza into a residential area of Israel this morning. Seven people were injured by shrapnel, including two toddlers. The Israeli military has called up some reserve units. The record flooding along the Missouri River that caused deaths and damage in three Midwestern states appears to have crested yesterday, but more unsettled weather is on the way to the region. A survey of business economists finds they believe there will be a sharp slowdown in U.S. economic growth over the next 2 years. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Stock markets across Asia tumbled today, and Japanese bond yields slid further into negative territory, feeding into a global risk sell-off that started late last week. Weak manufacturing data in the U.S. and Europe has added to investor concerns about a global slowdown, uncertainty about the outlook of trade talks between the U.S. and China, and the outlook for Brexit have also hurt investor appetite for stocks and riskier assets. On Wall Street this morning, futures are moderately lower. Facing mounting scrutiny in Congress over big increases in the list price of a widely used insulin, Eli Lilly says the price it was paid dropped by 8.1% during the previous 5 years after accounting for rebates and discounts. Lilly says the net price for its Humalog insulin fell to an average of $135 a patient a month in 2018. During the same period, the product's average list price rose 51.9% to $594 per patient monthly. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Wharf Boat and Yacht Show returns to Orange Beach this weekend with more than $150 million of marine inventory on display. 650 boats on trailers, 150 yachts in the water, all at the best prices of 2019, including sport fishing yachts, center consoles, really big center consoles, bay boats, pontoon boats, and personal watercraft. Plus, there are in-water boat training seminars from Boat US, fishing tackle and seminars, marine accessories and electronics, plus kids and ladies activities. This weekend, come see why the most boats are sold every year at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Yeah, we're just talking during the news break. A beautiful weekend, understatement. A glorious weekend.
Yes,
man, fantastic.
In fact, the weather scale could have even been higher. We got about a 1.91, but that could have been quite a bit higher. We did have a few clouds come in yesterday, but they didn't stay around very long. And both days, Saturday, Sunday, we had 76-degree high temperatures and then down in the 40s at night. We've got a little bit of change right now. There is a cold front that's moving into northwest Mississippi, and right now there are some showers and thunderstorms stretching across the northwest portion of the state. The leading edge of those showers are just approaching Jackson, Mississippi at this time. Looks like we'll have mostly sunny skies this morning, and then those showers and a few thunderstorms will move in this afternoon. Some of those thunderstorms could produce some strong gusty winds. And they'll move through during the afternoon, still some showers around during the evening hours, and then clearing off. Now, it looks like today, with sunshine through the morning and into the early afternoon, we could see temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, again, a few showers and thunderstorms are possible in the evening. Then we'll clear off and low in the low 50s. And then tomorrow, a beautiful day, back to some really nice weather, high around 70 and mostly sunny with low humidity. Tomorrow night, we'll get down into the mid-40s. And then on Wednesday and Thursday, sunny skies and highs in the low 70s, cooling into the mid-40s at night. The rest of the week, Friday, warm up a little bit, 75 and partly cloudy. And then the weekend, a slight chance of a shower on Saturday, up to 75. And then Sunday, again, a slight chance of a shower with highs in the low 70s. So certainly for tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, some beautiful weather for the Gulf Coast.
It's a good thing. Is number one on the calendar, it's spring, but it's a question here. Are we out of the woods here? Like, I see everybody has gone full tomatoes, full garden, everything good. Are we out of any kind of chance of a freeze?
Right now, we don't see anything like that. We will cool into the low and mid-40s, but that's a long ways off from getting a freeze. And so it looks pretty good at the moment. With the temperatures being seasonable. Normal high right now is 73, and we'll be around that for the next few days.
All right. And remind folks, too, if they've yet to talk about late freezes, early freezes, hot periods, dry periods, cold periods, all that kind of stuff is listed in the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
We do have copies, and they're free, and you'll find them at West Marine here in Mobile, as well as Mike Ward's Liberty Safe. If you're over in the Eastern Shore, stop by Old Garden, Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope, as well as Billy Langford Allstate, and also Autocraft Collision Centers. There was one of them right there in Fairhope.
All right, very good, Dr. Bill. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. And I hate to say it, but it won't be long, and we'll be talking about hurricane season with tropical weather expert Dr. Bill Williams, because that starts on the 1st of June.
It's coming up, and we're going to be talking about how hot it is when it gets, you know, as hot as it normally does in these Alabama summers.
Oh, I'll keep it this way right now.
It's please.
Just a beautiful weekend. I was up near Camden.
Mm-hmm.
I was up on the on some state lands for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday between Camden and Selma on the east side of the Alabama River, and stayed at Roland Cooper State Park.
Awesome.
And some of their, they've got these, and they asked me this, will you talk? I said, yeah, sure, I'm going to talk about them. I'm going to put some posts up on social media, but and I pay full freight. This is not an endorsement or whatever, but I was staying up there at their primitive cabins. They have like the high fancy cabins up at Roland Cooper State Park in Camden, but they have primitive cabins, which are basically like a really nice shed for the backyard. They're like a backyard shed with pine panel inside, smells great, and a futon bed and a bunk bed futon.
No AC, right?
No AC, no, but you can bring your own generator and you can plug into a little power box there if you want to power it, but no water, no power.
That's awesome.
But a fire pit out front and a little park grill and stuff like that. And the weather was glorious. So
yeah.
Beautiful weekend to be up there or anywhere along the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, I had a pretty good weekend. I don't know why they scheduled the best weekend of the year on March Madness weekend, but I did make it out of the house, took the baby and the dogs to the park for the first time.
It was a pretty good park day.
Yeah, great park day.
So would a little bit think about the park?
She slept through it all, but I'm pretty sure she liked it.
640 FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back. Talking with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. Spring is here. You've told me before, planting season. So, Sid, what are people planting out there? What do they do this time of year?
Well, so everyone should be getting a plan together if you're looking to do something this spring. And some of the things that people are planting are new backyards. They want to screen a neighbor off, or they want to fix a drainage problem over in a corner. Maybe they want a new putting green. Maybe they want a new backyard patio. They want a fire pit. Maybe they had a landscape installed a few years ago and they want to light that up. We're doing lots of those types of plans and seeing those things happen. A new entrance, a new walkway, new irrigation. There's just all kinds.
All right. So if we want to get that plan started and then implemented, we need to get in touch with you. How do we do it?
Well, you can find us online at SextonLandscapes.com. You can give us a call the old-fashioned way, 251-626-3309, or you can find us at any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Gas tax increases. A state lottery. Overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery. And FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are still clear. It's a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, no problems. Tillman, Scorton, and Theodore, along Highway 90. Also along the interstate, no delays. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Bowman County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. You can see them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane on the way in with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
640 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An armed substitute teacher arrested after his weapon discharges in a first grade classroom. Thankfully, no one was injured at Bloomsville Elementary School when this happened last Friday. But here's what we know. 72-year-old Henry Rex Weaver is in custody and will face charges. According to the Associated Press, the Blount County Sheriff, Mark Moon, says students were in that classroom when Weaver's gun went off. His gun was in his pocket when it discharged. The Blount County DA says that Weaver will face charges of reckless endangerment, third-degree assault, and possession of a firearm on school grounds. There's now closure for two local families after a 2015 homicide claims the lives of two young people. Friday, a Mobile jury found a New York man guilty in the January 2015 shooting deaths of two people in Pritchard and sentenced to life without parole. According to the Mobile County DA's office, Kenyatta Moffett of Buffalo, New York, was found guilty of five counts of capital murder in the shooting deaths of Sharnisha Penn and Roderick Reed. Their bodies were found in their vehicle near Warren Street and North Gold Avenue in Pritchard back on January 15th of 2015. Moffitt was arrested one day after their murders. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you're ready to join the growing trend of tooling around town or the neighborhood in a golf cart, Cart Doctor says now is the time to buy during Cart Doctor's spring sale, featuring all street legal carts at the very best prices of the year. But hurry, these sale prices are good only through March. Street legal carts are fun, safe, and more convenient than your car. The golf cart lifestyle is becoming more popular. You see them everywhere. And with that popularity comes more cart ordinance enforcement. So be safe. Be legal. Be street legal with a new cart from Cart Doctor. Trisha and Steven are ready to make a deal, and you're sure to find the perfect cart from their enormous inventory with brands like Tomberlin, Star, and the all-new Icon models. All street legal and all on sale now. Choose from standard carts or upgrade to luxury models. Join the golf cart lifestyle at a great price now at Cart Doctor on Highway 90 in Theodore, Alabama's only Tomberlin and Icon dealer. Cart Doctor.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5. Police are investigating a shooting last night on South Ann Street in Mobile. Mobile police confirm a 28-year-old man was shot in his chest and rushed to University Hospital. Police are still looking for the gunman. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office will hold a press conference this morning at 10:30. We expect deputies to talk about two large drug busts over the weekend. The arrests come on the heels of a bust on Thursday involving two people accused of targeting kids with their drugs. In Thursday's bust, deputies seized marijuana laced gummies, brownies, and butter. The Highway Patrol is investigating a crash in Pensacola that seriously injured a 10-year-old boy. Investigators say the child was playing on the side of the road on Massachusetts Avenue when he fell into the path of a car. The driver tried to avoid the child by slamming on his brakes. The child was rushed to Sacred Heart Hospital. And bikers revved up their engines over the weekend to help troubled youth. Saturday's restoration ride, which started at the battleship, raised nearly $30,000 for Youth Reach, an organization that helps young men ages 18 to 22. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through April 5th, Earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or go to pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Auburn's moving on to the Sweet 16. South Alabama women's basketball sets a new bar, and Gronk calls it a career. It's 6:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Auburn Tigers are in the Sweet 16 for the fifth time in school history. The Tigers will face number one seed North Carolina on Friday night at 6:30 in St. Louis, after beating number four seed Kansas 89-75 on Saturday.
Our Auburn basketball team is a better team than the Kansas team. I think Bill will say that. And so in some ways, you know, it really wasn't an upset. I thought the better team won tonight.
That's head coach Bruce Pearl after the win on Saturday. Auburn, the hottest team in the tournament right now, having won their last 10 games in a row. They're one of four SEC teams that remain in the Final 16. LSU beat Maryland 69-67 on a last-second layup from Tremont Waters.
Waters makes his move. 3 seconds. Waters to the rim. Layup, good! 1.6! Maryland has no timeouts. Ayala, three-quarter court. It's over! March equals madness!
That was one of the first great March Madness games of the entire tournament. Kentucky beat Wofford 62-56, and Tennessee survived a 25-point rally to defeat Iowa in overtime 83-77. Sweet 16 top-heavy this year, with all four number one seeds still alive, all four number two seeds, all four number three seeds, two four seeds, Auburn's a number five seed, and if you're pulling for a Cinderella, number 12 seed Oregon's championship hopes are still alive. The team's number one over, or the bracket's number one overall team, Duke, nearly were sent home after round two, but they survived an upset attempt by number nine seed Central Florida.
Taylor driving in, banks it up, no.
Next up for the SEC, two-seed Tennessee plays three-seed Purdue at 6:30 on Thursday. Three-seed LSU plays two-seed Michigan State at 6:10 on Friday. Auburn plays UNC at 6:30 on Friday. And number two-seed Kentucky plays three-seed Houston at 9 p.m. on Friday. The winner of Auburn-UNC will take on the winner of Kentucky-Houston on Sunday in the Elite Eight. That pregame show will start at 6 o'clock right here on FM Talk 106.5 with tip-off of North Carolina-Auburn at 6:30. And tonight, we talk to Sonny Smith. He's the color commentator for Auburn Radio.
That's cool.
And former Auburn head coach, the only other coach to win the SEC tournament and get a team to the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight. So we'll talk to him at 7:30 tonight on Sports Night. The University of South Alabama Jaguars women's basketball team rallied from 9 points down to beat Lamar 73-71 in the first round of the women's NIT tournament on Friday. It was the first home loss for Lamar in their last 43 games, and South set the program record for wins in one season with 25. And by the way, according to head coach Terry Fowler's Twitter feed, he became a grandfather the very next morning.
Cha-ching.
Good 24 hours for him. Unfortunately, the road ended in round two for the Jags. They were beaten by Wyoming 78-71 yesterday. And in NFL news, New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski announced his retirement from the NFL yesterday in a post on Instagram. Gronkowski, who's considered the best receiving and maybe the best blocking tight end in his generation of NFL players, he's calling it quits after 9 seasons and 3 Super Bowl victories. Gronkowski thanked team owner Robert Kraft and head coach Bill Belichick in his retirement post. His 79 touchdown receptions since he was drafted by the Patriots in 2010 led the NFL. 10 minutes till 7, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
And talking about budgeting, you said that Gronk has lived on...
Yeah, he says he's lived off of his endorsement money only. So he has, I think, $60 million in NFL career earnings that hasn't even been touched yet.
All right, so he is... He's got that hopefully in some kind of account where it's growing.
Hopefully.
Gronk, please tell me you've had somebody invest that for you. Hopefully Gronk was not doing his own trading.
No, and he's a guy who people just hand things to. He's likable.
Then he breaks them.
And then he breaks them. So good budgeting by him, and get ready, Natural Light, because you're about to get $60 million in sales.
Classic. All right, 650. We're coming right back.
In the Old West...
things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We've had a great ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. We're accident-free, Tillman's Corner, Highway 90. Again, if you're traveling out towards Grand Bay, Wimble Road and I-10, Theodore Dawes, you'll see state troopers are pretty thick in that stretch, so watch your speed. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile with great deals on their 2018 display models. You can ask about their free furniture packages with your new home. Pre-qualify online at MobileHomeCenter.ms. Call 649-2077. And I'm Kate with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, look for a few showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with high temperatures around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
652 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Checking President Trump's Twitter this morning. Well, this is coming from yesterday. First of all, make America great again, all caps, the whole time, all caps. That was there. And then no collusion, no obstruction, exoneration, keep America great. That was yesterday. And then this morning, then he had, good morning, have a great day. So that was part of the deal there. 653 FM Talk 106.5. Get you more audio from the president yesterday, and we'll talk more about what William Barr had to say about the Mueller report. Right now, let's check more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A fifth earthquake in less than 3 weeks rocks the Alabama-Florida border. According to the United States Geological Survey, a 2.7 magnitude earthquake hit an area just under 2 miles east of Century, Florida on Sunday. Now, the first earthquake was noted back on March 6th, the second March 11th, and then two more on March 13th. The five earthquakes recorded near the Alabama-Florida state line since March 6th are part of what they're calling, quote, normal seismic activity. Now, that's according to the director of Alabama's Geological Investigations Program. Prisoners at home in prison refused to eat, so that prompted authorities to turn off the water to their prison cells. The move was designed to end a nearly one-week hunger strike. That hunger strike is now over. The Alabama Department of Corrections says that inmates were protesting solitary confinement. Corrections spokesperson Bob Horton told the Montgomery Advisor that the water was turned off to enable medical staff to monitor the inmates and their water take. The eight prison inmates began refusing food on Monday, saying that they were unjustly placed in solitary confinement. Mr. Horton confirms that the inmates who were participating in that strike did not violate any rules or regulations, but did say they were put there while authorities figured out where to put them among the general population at another facility. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. Hopefully later on this morning or in the midday, we'll get more discussion of the rumbling as we check back in with those in the know at the University of South Alabama. We've had, if you go back and search our podcast, you can see some of the longer form discussions about earthquakes in our area. We've had pretty cool stuff. All right, political earthquake, yeah, or just a nothing burger, as maybe was called for maybe a year ago with this Mueller investigation. In a four-page letter to Congress yesterday, Attorney General William Barr summarized some of the findings from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Barr writes, the Special Counsel found no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, but on obstruction of justice, Barr quotes Mueller's report saying, while this report does not conclude that the president's committed a crime, it also doesn't exonerate them. Although, if they don't, you know, if you don't get charged with something, it's, I mean, you, maybe, I mean, does it by de facto exonerate you? I don't know. It's one of the questions of the day. Here's the president reacting to the news yesterday.
After a long investigation, after so many people have been so badly hurt, after not looking at the other side, where a lot of bad things happened, a lot of horrible things happened, a lot of very bad things happened for our country. It was just announced there was no collusion with Russia, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration.
All right. So, and that's one of the parsing of words this morning that has Democrats trying to save face. And they're saying, well, but they didn't say that it wasn't obstruction of justice. Now, Barr wrote the decision was left to him and that he and Deputy Rod Rosenstein determined the evidence is, quote, not sufficient to establish the president committed an obstruction of justice offense, end quote. Special counsel spokesman Peter Carr declined to comment after the AG's letter.
It was really interesting. From the time that the report was delivered on Friday, which is traditionally a news dump Friday, mm-hmm, whenever mm-hmm. they put something out like this, but all the networks went live with it, and if you were following on social media, it was like watching a top-ranked team in the tournament lose big, and their team fans start to lose confidence, and they're like, well, there's still the sealed indictments. Yeah. Well, they're not going to do any more indictments. Well, there's still this, and they keep coming up short.
Well, trust me, with Democrats having control of the House and starting investigations, there will be many investigations started. That's the blood sport of politics in Washington. It works on both sides of the aisle. Both sides are guilty of that kind of stuff, so get ready. That will continue. But we'll talk more about this coming up in the 8 o'clock hour when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. Let's do hour number two of Mobile Mornings. Y'all hang around. We do it next.